Right, it's quarter past eight. Let's bring in Mr. John Bishop because he's here and he's ready to talk to us. Oh, do we? Does he?
Here he comes.
Oh, okay. Come on, Matt, get him in. And here he is. The one and only John Bishop.
Come on.
Look at him. Oh, sporting the double denim. And let's switch on the webcam so everyone can see the double denim. Wow, you look like Bewitched Dad.
Hiya. Hiya, I'm going to talk in my real voice.
Oh.
I tell you what, I was out there listening to the horrendous...
What?
Horrendous impressions, and then Dom come out and said, it wasn't me, he made me do it.
Right.
That's what he said. I said, like, that's... It's like all the rioters in London, it wasn't me. Somebody else made me do it.
How are you, John?
I'm very good, but I didn't realise I'd had a stroke.
Oh, no.
That's what it sounds like.
It does sound like
it sounds like you've got major problems.
But it does, and I've just come from the dentist.
Yeah. It's like someone's, like, you know, numbed your mouth.
But when you do, you stand up, you do little bursts of words.
I don't, can you imagine a whole audience sat there going, come on, he's going to say something in a minute.
And you're like, come on.
Yeah, come on, dog.
Come on.
It's like you must be going to a gig with your granddad. Come on, Dad. Go on, get it out.
So have you finally seen John's impression of you?
I saw the first one. I didn't see the one that was on this week.
Right.
The one where he's advertising me TV.
which is handy.
How handy is that?
I don't
think I wrote the script. Go on, John, off you go. I mean, my brother phoned me off already because, in fact, to be honest with you, I was there when John Coleshaw did his first ever impression of me because I was at a do. I'd been invited to this, like, polo match with a mate of mine.
Right.
So it turned up really posh and loving all this, and then we watched the game, didn't have a clue what was going on in the game.
Sure.
And then afterwards there was a function, and I come out the toilet, and John Coleshaw was on the stage.
Doing you?
Not doing me, I'd just come out the toilet. Doing an impression of me on the stage as I'd walked out, and he obviously didn't know I was there,
yeah.
So I was stood behind him when he was... Well, I thought it was already... To be perfectly honest with you, because it didn't, but it's got better and better. So I was there at the birth of me.
So do you think it sounds like you?
It's hard to say, because to be honest, I don't know what I sound like. Like, you know, I know what I sound like.
Do you think you have?
You know when you hear your own voice,
do you think you have an accent?
That's not me. No, I think there's somebody who sounds a bit thick. Who's living in my head? Because when I think of the words, I sound like Sean Connery, but when they come out of my mouth, I sound a little bit slower.
But it is a weird... Accents are really weird. Cause my mum has an Irish accent, but I don't hear it.
Because she
all
just
I
sounds
hear
like
is
your
my mum's voice.
Yeah.
And I remember being at school, a mum dropping me off at school one day and saying... And mum went, all right, see you now. God bless. Take care. I'll see you tonight. And my mate there going... Hello there, God bless, take care, I'll see you tonight. And I'm going, what? And he goes, is your mum that?
Yeah.
And I went, what are you on about? It's not my mum. And now the lad's going, yeah, it is. I'm like, really?
Mm.
It was like a penny dropping. Has my mum got an Irish accent? They all thought I was nuts. Mm.
But I'm of the generation that first remembered answer machines.
Right.
Getting in a telephone answer machine. I remember putting my own voice on a telephone answer machine.
It's the weirdest thing,
isn't
it? And
then phoning my own house and hearing myself thinking, who's in our house? Hello. So, yeah, it is. What do you think your voice is like?
What, when John does it?
No, you. You're just you now.
This?
You, broadcasting to the nation every morning.
I think I've got a very delectable speaking voice. See, it's funny for me because I've got one of those... if I go home to Leeds, within an hour, I'm talking like that, and I go proper Leeds, and it gets
proper.
Deeper, yeah? And I talk like that.
Like, well, down here, you've become a Southern Ponce.
Do you know what?
No, you have. That's what you've just said.
Well,
when I go back to Leeds, I go all right,
I go proper. I talk proper. Yeah.
Whereas down here, you've like all blended with everybody.
But when you go back home and meet the lads for a drink, do they think your voice has changed?
A bit. It's funny because Melanie, my wife's from Manchester, and when we first got married, we did a house up. And all my mates who have been to school with are all builders, and they were all working on the house.
Right.
And some of them she did know, because we were first, you know, just getting to know each other. And she came to see the house, and one of the lads, he was on the roof doing the roofing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was downstairs shouting to him, and he was shouting to me, and I was shouting to him. And as I walked away, she said, what were you arguing about? I said, you weren't arguing about anything. She said, you were. I said, no, we weren't. That's how we talk. So it's, and it'd be funny because I'm in Liverpool today because I'm doing a signing today. And so I'm going to see some mates after. And it'll be odd because I will change from this is my sudden Poncy voice.
Sure.
To after where I got up there and none of us will understand each other.
What's that? What time's your signing? Where is it?
5 o'clock at ATMV.
So, John will be there at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Hello, thank you very much.
1,700 hours.
Hello. 1,700 hours going, what's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name on the DVD?
Obviously, you just bought the DVD, but I hope you got the last one.
I'm not signing anything unless you bought it.
Right. Well,
that'd be great. I wonder if people coming up with someone else's. No, I'm not signing that. I'll tell you the best story on DVD. Susan Manford told me this story, and a similar thing happened to me. Someone came up to him in a pub and said, "Have you signed a DVD?" He said, "Yeah, okay." And it was a copy. A pirated DVD. He said, "I'm not signing that." "Oh, don't be tight. Come on, it's yours, isn't it?"
John's last DVD, his debut DVD.
I know.
Fastest selling debut stand-up DVD ever. Hey?
Not the fastest, the most. You can't say the fast. That means I just bought it after midnight.
Well, no.
I bought the first one. Amazon.
Ready, steady, go.
8 million copies, thanks.
Time me. 4 seconds from release.
But when did you check in your job and go to stand-up full-time?
Proper. 4.5 years ago.
So it's not a long time.
No, it's not. But I mean, to be fair, I was doing it for a while before then.
Yeah.
But to give it 100% was just over nearly 5 years ago.
See, I think it's great. I think it's a really lovely story. Because you've done it for years, as you'd say. Yeah. You've done, like, the night gigs. But you had a day job.
Yeah.
So you get up and put your suit on. Drive around selling things. Miss, do you want to buy these cloths?
I work for a pharmaceutical company. Yeah, I didn't have a stall on the market selling things. All right, do you want something? Knocking out meat in pubs.
And then you give it, and then you go, right, I'm doing this full time.
Yeah.
And the missus goes, well, all right then. And she's thinking, yeah, well, times will be hard for 6 months and then he'll go back to work. That'll be fine.
Mm.
And now look at you. Yeah, they're big. Star.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think you do. I think it's brilliant. I really do.
You couldn't have asked for the last 5 years to have gone any better, though, could you? I don't think.
No, it's been brilliant. I mean, to be fair, the first 12 months was harder because, obviously, I had kids and you've still got to feed them, no matter what. Apparently, that's the law. So
you can get done if you don't.
Exactly. Yeah. So you still had the same outgoings, and I wasn't making as much money, and then it sort of turned the corner, and things got a bit better. And it's just odd now, to be honest. It's odd. It's mad odd for me, because, like we've met, and, we're sort of on that level of having a cup of tea and mates and all that stuff.
No, we're mates. No, we're buddies.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Mates, but you're famous to me. I think you're famous because I'd heard of you before you'd heard of me.
But you're famous to us, though.
Yeah, but I'm not. But in my head, I'm not. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose so.
But then you probably know people from stand-up who are mates that you've known for years. To all the listeners will be household names.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's people you meet through work, you know what I mean, in any walk of life. But it is odd. I mean, that impression thing's one of those things. But like when he phoned me up, John Coulter, it is, you think, that's odd, because all of a sudden you must be in...
It's a massive compliment, isn't it?
...consciousness for people to do that.
Yeah. I think to be included in it. I mean, that was the thing, because that first episode, they did the sketch of Chris and stuff on there, which you don't love, but on one hand...
I don't hear it,
But the thing is, it's a massive compliment, I think, to actually be well-known enough to be included on
the lineup. It's like when my brother said, have you seen it? I said, yes. He said, he does you and Michael McIntyre. He said, it's all good, isn't it? You shouldn't get annoyed. It's good publicity. I said I couldn't care less. I said he could do a sketch with me in bed with Michael McIntyre.
And as long as he's plugging the DVD, it doesn't matter.
As long as I've got, I'm holding my DVD in front of Michael's face. Go ahead.
It's out today. And the tour tickets.
No, well, it is. It's all, but it's all good, isn't it? You enjoy it while it lasts, because it'll all end.
It might not do.
Well, it might not do.
It might not do.
But, you know, it's a bonus either way, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know when it'll end is when you'll stop answering my phone calls.
No.
That's when I know it's gone. There must be a point where Moyle stops answering your texts. And,
you and that's when you know it's all over.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're still answering Frankie Cocosa.
I deleted him already. I might have swapped him for Amelia Lilly. So the DVD, is the DVD out now?
Yeah, today.
Today? Oh.
That's a brilliant coincidence.
Today, what I should have done is brought one, but I haven't got one yet.
No, I'll buy one.
Yeah.
I'll go to the shop and get one.
No,
I don't mean from the shop, I mean from the fella in the pub.
The fella with the meat.
He's still got a load of Jasons.
He's got a leg of lamb and your DVDs in the same sports bag.
Do you want to buy a leg of lamb? DVD? Watch.
I used to sell meat round the doors.
No, you didn't.
I did on our estate. We uncle Alfie had a meat van, and then I used to take orders and take them round the doors. That's a hard thing, carrying bags of meat round the estate saying you want to buy meat.
Well, I only heard about this the other day, because obviously, I had this conversation the other day with someone who, their cousins lived in a council estate.
Yeah.
And the person who was telling me the story said, we used to love going around to council estate because we didn't live on a council estate. Yeah. We lived in a house in the street. But it was like another world, and kids were playing out in the estate, and it was really exciting. And then the vans would turn up, the meat van would turn up. And I'd never heard of a meat van, but I've never seen a meat van.
You've never seen a meat van?
I had a pop van. The guy used to come around delivering pop.
I thought you meant a mobile disco.
No.
No, you can have that.
That's not the DVD, is it? But no, I only heard about meat vans this weekend. So, but someone would drive around, knock on the door, go, do you want to buy any meat?
Yeah.
Wow.
We used to have meat vans. We used to have a fella as well. Imagine this now. We used to have a fella coming on our estate who used to round up the kids to sell potatoes. Mm. So he used to pick us all up at our estate and then drive us, I mean, miles away, St. Helens and places like that, knocking on doors, selling bags of spuds. I mean, I think we used to get about 8p or something like that, 10p for every bag we sold. That's a strange thing
to admit. It is strange.
You know what I mean? Particularly when you're getting in the van and there's no potatoes.
Just like that. But any of these things sound weird now. But they, like, you'd have a pop van. Why pop?
Pop, yeah.
So they'd sell bottles of fizzy drinks. Yeah. And the
glass bottles.
And it'd be like, can we have two dandelion and burdock and an orange
and a cherry?
Oh, dandelion and burdock. I got a can of that the other day.
There you see.
Oh, what a drink.
I was always in the pop van, dandelion and burdock.
The other thing as well, there used to be this thing where you used to take bottles back to
get the money back.
Yeah, you used to get money back off bottles. Yeah. Why? That would encourage recycling.
Well, that's it.
Because what we used to do, there was a pub by us that had an off-licence, so we used to take the bottles in, then they'd take them back into the courtyard, and then we used to climb over the wall, get the same bottles, and go back.
when I was a student in Warrington,
breaking down those stereotypes, John.
We used to take our glass bottles back to Bargain Boots and swap it for Lecky points on the meter.
Lecky points?
Because we used to have a card, and then used to get the money back off the bottles of Iron Brew and stuff, and then we'd have that put onto the meter thing, which would last us for another day or so.
Do you know when you tell these stories, it's the only thing about things changing and ending is when you tell stories like this, it sounds like we're about 90 years old. When I forget, and I always think this sounds like an old stand-up routine that you'd hear like Monkhouse doing or something. When I first went to school, I was taught by nuns because it was a Catholic school. Yeah. And there were teachers, there were normal teachers, but there were also nuns. So you go into one class and it'd be Mrs. Bonner or whatever. Yeah. And then you go into the next class, it'd be Sister Catherine. And the moodiest teachers were all the nuns. And it's like, you know, I always feel now that if I tell someone, you went to some kind of monastery school? No.
Makes it sound like you were educated in The Sound of Music or something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, there's still nuns knocking about.
Oh, I know nuns still exist.
So can I...
Shine me cross.
It must have been one of those things, though, you know, when you leave that school, how many of the lads have ever booked a kissing grab dressed as a nun?
Well, to get none over. Of us. No. We're scarred for life now.
Someone comes around and goes, didn't you used to teach me geography?
Sound of Music is a horror film for me. Bad memories. Anyway, John, let's take a break. We'll do the news, we'll play a couple of more songs, and then we'll come back and talk.
No, see.
Turn to one and only John.
Look, don't you be pulling a face now. You were joining in on this before.
Sorry, John.
Tina's was good as well. Tina even did a good impression of you. Tina, come up. Come and do yours.
Go on, showcase it.
Go on, take your time now, Tina. That's it. Here she is.
Don't make me do an impression of you. That was rubbish.
You make him sound like a sedated Russian.
I was going to say something, but I can't remember.
Will your missus be tuned in this morning?
Yeah, she probably will. She's probably driving the lads to school now.
She'll be there going, oh my God, it's unbelievable. It's like loads of him.
Yeah, I'm everywhere. I'm all over the car. The kids will be laughing their heads off saying, my dad's turned into a girl.
They said that years ago, don't worry about that. Especially with that foppish haircut.
It's not there. Like, get off you.
Come on. Seriously. Get with the 90s, will you? Anyway, John's DVD is out today. John Bishop Live, the Sunshine Tour, or as John would say, the Sunshine Chore.
Is this webcam on for when I hit him?
Yeah, it's on now. Look, right yeah. there. Look at it. Look, it's looking right at
it's
you.
It's like
John.
Your bedroom, this, isn't it?
What with webcam? How do you know?
Hey, bit of magic, Mick Moyles.
I can't believe you're awake to see the webcams. And John's going on tour next year. He's playing arenas.
Yeah.
Arenas. Look at that. Arenas, Dave. Massive arenas.
You know what the problem is? I can't do anything back because I can't do your accents.
Neither can John Culshaw, but it doesn't stop him.
No, neither can John Culshaw, it doesn't stop him, though, does it? See, it's not like having an accent. What I need to do is swallow some cat litter.
John's impression of me is,
That's not
to
bad.
Me.
That's not
no,
bad, though.
That's
not bad. That's what you sound like to the nation.
I don't sound like that. I had it on tape somewhere. I don't know if it's gone. Hopefully it's gone.
Well, the actual sketch.
Yeah.
John Cole's your sketch.
Of me. The one was on the first episode. The one where I died, I choked on a Kit Kat. Which is good, because I got out the sketch really early on.
Yeah. You got off lightly, you.
Really lightly.
And the guy who played Dominic was fat and bald.
And laughed at everything.
And just did what Chris made.
Hey, Dominic, show him what your laugh's like. Yeah, there you go.
See?
Anyway, all right. Well, look, let's do the news, and then we'll play a couple of songs, and then we'll come back. Right?
Mm.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Do you want me out the way?
Yeah, you got to get out of the way.
All right.
We'll play a little trial, then we'll come back with Dominic and team with the news. You know what we should do? We should do a nice Liverpool quiz between Dominic and John Bishop. That's what we should do. So I'll try get some questions, Dom, for after the news.
Okay.
Black, you're on.
I'm a bit scared of John now because I don't know if he doesn't like me anymore.
No, he didn't like you in the first place.
Okay, listen,
watch. This is BBC Radio
1. What?
He hasn't lost anything.
Right, apart from his hair.
He's just not gone down. He hasn't stayed the same.
Right, more from John in a bit. Let's get the news and sport with Dominic.
8:37 now.
Buy it.
Sell it.
The game's getting mad. Because someone's dealing you a losing card.
Come on!
Gotta find it. Get us a share.
The theme tune, John.
Gotta be great out of
the team tune to bread.
Because we got someone who cares.
And make bread. Right, Dominic, come here. Get on that microphone. We should have a Liverpool quiz between John Bishop and Dominic.
But I'm not from Liverpool, so John's going to win.
Don't worry about that. You'll be fine.
I'm not going to win.
Why?
I don't know why. Because he's bald. It makes him look like he's got a bigger brain than me.
Oh, don't be like
that. He hasn't.
No, don't be that in a negative way. That's a positive thing.
I'm making you feel at home.
I've got to tell you the story about this.
What, bread?
Yeah.
All right.
I was doing the Edinburgh Festival, and I was doing a show at the Edinburgh Festival called Late Life. This was about 4 years ago. And Late Life starts at midnight, finishes at 3 a.m. Mad late gig. And I walked on, it was a bit of a rowdy crowd. As I walked on, I just said, hello everyone, all right, my name's John. And someone shouted, "You from Liverpool?" I said, "Yeah, what about it?" And then someone just shouted, "Do you in bread?" And I went absolutely mad. I said, are you calling bread? I said, and I was going to punch this fella's legs. So I said, "Are you calling? You think because we're not you sudden softies all come up here to Edinburgh once a year, all punch around, calling us in bread?" Because I'm free. He went, no, are you in bread?
Like Joey Boswell.
Yeah. I said, sorry, mate.
he got off lightly.
I genuinely was about to jump off and have a scrap.
Well, anyway, I found a quiz. Now, you'll be pleased to hear, you can't look at the screen, because right. I typed in LFC quiz, Liverpool Football Club quiz, and I found on the website, the Liverpool official Liverpool website, in the kids' zone, there is a quiz.
Right, okay.
I've got no chance of this.
You'll be all right.
I'm no good with sports trivia, and he's looking at the screen.
No, I'm not looking.
Trying to go first or second?
Hang on, you're on a sports trivia program.
This isn't a sports trivia program.
No, not really.
It's a trivia program with a bit of sports.
John, you want to go first or second?
I don't mind.
All right, let's go first. And here we are, the big Liverpool quiz between John Bishop and Mr. Dominic Byrne. And I'm going to do the questions as they come up on the screen.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Here we go. Good luck, John. John, your question is, where did Liverpool play their home games?
In Liverpool. Anfield.
Anfield, you say. Of course, it's the right answer.
Yay.
That's good. Question number two for Dominic Byrne. Liverpool's famous stand is called the what?
The Cop. Yay!
It's good, this quiz, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let me click that. Question number three. Who is the Liverpool captain?
Steven Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard is right. Dominic.
Yeah.
What shirt number did John Barnes used to wear?
Was he 10?
Is it 10? Let me have a little look. No! John?
Was it... Can I steal?
Yes.
Was it not 8?
No! John Bishop.
You know what?
John Barnes were?
11.
You're going the wrong way.
No, it wasn't. I think I would have gone with 10.
I thought it was 10.
The answer was 9.
Was it?
No, John Barnes. No, he wasn't.
He was a midfielder.
This is off the Liverpool website, this.
Why would he have
the number? What game that he was playing. But when Ian Rush was playing, if he was playing in the same game as Barnes, you're Robin Farrell.
Don't have a go at Ian Rush. The man reads it off the website.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all. Do you buy this off a bloke in the pub?
This is off the website.
Along with a leg of lamb. Your new DVD.
Right, Dominic, your question.
Yeah.
Alonso plays international football for which country?
Spain.
Spain, you say, is right. There you are. We're on level 2 now on the kids' zone.
We've moved it up a notch.
Which Michael, John Bishop, which Michael scored goals for fun in front of the cop? Is right. Mm.
Thomas.
Dominic, who makes... I'm not going to give you that one.
Why?
Oh, that one, because it's too easy. What shirt number does Steven Gerrard wear?
8.
How is that not easy?
What?
How easy? All right. The other ones, what's the first letter of Liverpool?
What number shirt does Jamie Carragher wear?
Ooh.
23.
Yeah.
He's right. We're now on level 3. Dominic.
Yes.
What position did Alan Hansen used to play?
Well, he played in defence, but he was...
So you're saying he was a defender?
Yeah, a defender, yeah.
True or false, John Bishop? Ian Rush is Scottish.
False.
Correct.
True or false? Ian Rush has a small nose.
That's unfair. That's relative. That's relative. Compared to Barry Manilow, he's got a small nose.
Dominic.
Yeah.
Who did Liverpool beat to win the 2005 Champions League?
AC Milan.
AC Milan is right. And Torres joined Liverpool from Barcelona. True or false?
False.
Is right. Good, this game.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm not sure it's great listening volume.
it's narrow casting, isn't it?
Yeah. Didn't really.
So, whole of Manchester just turned off now.
There's no great loss.
are we having a debate over John Barnes' shirt number then?
I'd have gone for 10. I'd have gone for 10 every day of the week.
Everyone's texting in saying he was 10.
Yeah.
Tell you what, though, there must be kids now growing up in Liverpool playing the kids' zone questions on the website. Yeah. Let me try and find that question
again. You feel robbed. In fact, I'm at the I'm at Anfield. I think it's this week or next week with the club doing a DVD signing. But I'm there again. I'll ask them. The person who does all of that stuff, I'm meeting them next week. Well, I'll ask them.
You need to tell them.
I need to sort them out. I need to say, Dom says it's 10.
Right. Not you.
Not well, the whole nation says it's 10. In fact, we should get all the John Barnes and ask him.
He might be busy.
We should get all the John Barnes.
So you're going on tour next year? Arenas.
I am.
Arenas.
I am going on tour in big venues. You may mock me because I'm not going to say that word now.
Arena.
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to find another way of saying it.
You're going to have to
larger
say it.
Venues. I'm not going to say what you
where would you,
to
would
say.
Would you play Liverpool, though, on the tour?
Yeah.
Where would you play in Liverpool?
I'll play The Echo.
The Echo, right. Will you play Manchester?
I will at the MEN.
The MEN.
Playing the MEN,
What's the MEN?
It's a venue in Manchester. Okay. Right by Victoria.
Sheffield, will you play Sheffield?
I'm doing Sheffield, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Sheffield. Whereabouts?
Is Sheffield the one with the motor point?
The motor point.
Yeah,
the Normadome.
Motor point. The Normadome, I'm loving that.
Nice. What else? I'm trying to think of another one. What's the Birmingham one?
NEC.
Is it the NIA?
NIA.
What's that stand for?
The NIA.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Because the MEN is the Manchester Evening News. What's the NIA?
Indoor. Enormadome.
Auditorium. The National
Auditorium.
I'm doing auditorium.
Wow. And you finished doing League of Their Own?
For this series, yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
It was good fun.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Do you have a laugh when you're doing that?
It is. You know what? It's daft that I keep on saying that I want them to get you on. But he said no. He said no because he'll come on and just do impressions of you. I said he won't. He's bigger than that.
When's it back
next
year?
No, it'll be good fun. It should be back next year. If it all happens again, it would be recording it in March, I think.
Oh,
it's a good laugh. It's a show. It's just a good laugh.
I like the show.
Yeah, it's good fun.
James, everyone seems like a nice bunch of people. You've got obviously James hosts it, Corden, and you've got Mr. Redknapp.
Yeah,
he's an ugly boy, isn't he?
Ugly.
I tell you what.
Oh, him and his missus when they walk down the street, people must be vomiting everywhere. The pair of them,
missus unattractive.
Well, that's why I've always joked because they've got. They've got bulldogs, haven't they?
Yeah.
They have. There's something ugly in the house.
Exactly. I think it's deliberately done.
It's just done because them and the kids are all gorgeous. Mm. And it's like we need to make sure there's something ugly. Just to balance it out.
Did you tell Jamie and Louise I've got that big picture?
Oh, you've got the Eternal picture, haven't you?
I've got a massive framed poster of Eternal, the band, that Louise Redknapp used to be in.
Yeah.
And it's in a shed, I think, at Mum and Dad's house. And they're dying.
And why did you keep it in the shed?
Because if we kept it outside, it got ruined.
You're too embarrassed to put it in the hallway.
I got two posters. You know when you used to go to the gigs and they used to sell? They kind of still do it now.
Like outside on the pavement.
Yeah, yeah. But they'd sell the massive posters. You went to Eternal, a girl band gig.
Yeah. And thought, I'll buy the poster. I'll keep it in my shed so I can have it when I'm in the shed on my own.
But it gets...
Yeah,
it gets worse though because
to get laminated.
Wasn't it a double bill with Michelle Gale?
Right, the concert was Eternal, and Michelle Gale supported them. You know, doing Sweetness and looking.
I tell you what, I'm surprised I'm in the Radio 1 studios. You must be pinching yourself every day.
But
you're just an Eternal green for you. Somehow got a job.
But I got two posters framed that year, right? And I'm told these are the giant posters you get outside the gigs.
Yeah. One every
They're like
six
bus
months.
Shelter size. Yeah. And I got two framed that year. I got Eternal, which wasn't the coolest band in the world. And the other one I got was Primal Scream. And the shot is all them, they've just come off stage. It's for Rocks, the single. And they're all really sweaty and it's black and white. It's a really cool picture. I've got that. I've got Eternal, the poster for Oh Baby I.
So one's in the shed and one's in the house.
They're both in the shed. I need to get that Primal Scream one put on the wall. But, but Louise can have the Eternal one, because I met them a few years ago and they were saying she doesn't have any kind of memorabilia from her days when she was in a pop band. She goes, we don't really have much stuff. So I'm like, you can have it.
I mean, when you think about it, for their two careers, how can you have stuff? Because he's, you know, he's played for England, and you know, I've been to his house, and there's no England caps anywhere. If I play for England, that's all they'd be.
Everywhere.
There'd be a big George Cross painted on the front of the door. Caps everywhere. Medals, shit.
Is that true? When you play for England, do they physically still give you a cap?
I don't know, actually.
Well, now with the lads, they probably give me a baseball cap.
Give a Louis Vuitton, a Louis Vuitton wash bag.
Yeah.
They have them all piled up at home.
Baseball hat with built-in headphones.
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I'm assuming that they do, that they still give them a physical cap.
We should find out.
I don't know.
Someone
will know. You must be friends with all the big footy stars of the day.
I know one or two, but again, I'm not, yeah, it's odd, isn't it? It's odd sort of being kind of friendly with someone who every now and again you just want to stroke their face and say, I think you're brilliant.
See, as a Leeds United fan, when you got to know some of the players, it was the opposite of that. But like that, are you blind? Oh, as my cousin Dominic once said to Dominic Matteo once, after a terrible, terrible game of football, when Dominic Matteo accidentally, of course, scored an own goal, and he came into the bar that night for a drink.
Yeah,
and
with his winnings in his pocket.
Where are Red? Oi, how rude! Where are Red? He's a former Red! I know, he's one of your boys.
Once he left us, it was all about the gambling then. Might be a big bet on an own goal today.
Yeah, how rude. Now, my cousin Dominic, obviously
he's just done a book, hasn't he, Dominic?
He has, yeah.
Well, lad.
I just did the backward for it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You know, you can write the forward for it.
Yeah.
I did the backward for it.
Did you mention this story in the backward?
No. I don't think so. Well, the story where Dom comes into the bar and it's like, all right, pal. He goes, oh, shocker today. I said, you're right. Oh, well, you know, what can you do about it? It's done now. He said, yeah, let me get you a drink. And then someone else comes in, all right, Dom. Man, that must have been awful for you today. He goes, oh, it was shocking. My cousin Dominic comes out the toilet and goes, ah, he's got an old goal. Ah, you must have got a right biped. He was so loud, Oz. Still is. Anyway, let's play a record. Because we talked after the news. So let's play another record and then we'll come back with more of John Bishop.
Can I ask you to play this record? I went cycling yesterday with some lads who call themselves Big Dogs. Cyclist, I know. Bit questionable. A load of blokes here, not been likely with big dogs on, but I'm doing some training. They took me training with them yesterday, so as a thank you. Whatever this is, I hope this isn't really. I hope this isn't.
Do you know what it is? It's going to be eternal.
I hope this isn't. I hope this isn't Sinita So Macho.
Let me have a look. Let me try and find it.
What have you got that would be entirely inappropriate?
Let me have a look.
It's got to be something.
I'm trying to find see if I've got any Michelle Gale. Oh, no, hang on.
Have you?
No, sadly not. I don't have a Michelle Gale CDs with me.
Liar.
What I'm loving is I'm actually seeing you now being a DJ.
Yeah.
Because normally you come into these studios, they're all automated, and what the listeners don't know is I've seen you open a CD box of Now 24, sticking in a CD player. I've got a first place.
So who are you dedicating the song to?
It's a man and the lads, the big dog lads.
The big dogs. All right, just for you big dogs. This is Eternal and Just a Step from Heaven. Tell me that we still belong. No, we're not playing that. Play Jay-Z and Kanye instead. It's 8:53 from BBC Radio 1. Jay-Z and Kanye West, big personal friends of John Bishop, who's our guest today.
Kanye West.
Friends with, of course,
I shouldn't be joining in.
John West.
This is basically racism.
It's not racism.
It is racism.
It's positive stereotypes.
Positive stereotypes.
That's what it is.
Making me sound like I'm played on a slow speed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Selling Meat round the pubs.
It's all right. It was a life. It was a living.
Wasn't your full-time job, though?
It was my full-time job.
Nine to five. See, after 5:05, love, I'm off selling my meat. Anyway, so what else is new? Are you going to come to this gig with this fella that you met the other week?
I might do.
Have you listened to that CD yet?
As of yet, no, because right. We were going away that weekend. That was awful. That put me in that spot before. I don't want anyone to feel bad.
What?
But you know what I'm like? I'm not the you know, me missus sort of the music and
no, hang on, though. Well, John's been does some, he goes to gigs.
I know he does.
He's very cool, John Bishop. Mm. Who, what was the last gig you went to?
What was the last gig we went to?
What's his name, the fella?
Miles Kane, we went to Miles Kane. Mm. That was
good. Good, Miles Kane.
Miles Kane.
I saw a picture that you put on Twitter of you and Miles Kane.
Yeah, went to Miles Kane. Supposed to go to the Arctic Monkeys, but couldn't. So, yeah, Miles Kane was the last one. Because the problem is, I've got TNA. I'm getting battered for requests for tickets off the kids now. All the time.
What, for gigs?
Yeah, for gigs.
And
that thing, they're going to that. The thing that you're doing on Thursday.
The concert?
Yeah.
Have they got tickets?
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, they have got tickets. Oh, I tell you what, Gary Barlow, how clever is Gary Barlow?
What do you mean?
Well, I tell you what, he's done me a right kiffer.
What?
A right kiffer.
What?
No, because, I tell you what, what happened, it was all advertised, children need concerts, everyone's going to be there.
Yeah.
So, me middle lad said, I've got to go. Melanie said, we've got to go. You've got to get tickets for the kids. And I can't go because I'm actually away for a few days. So she said, you've got to get tickets for me and the kids. I said, all right, I'll do it. So I tried all my concerts, getting nowhere. And because I did the fake that thing with Gary Barlow, I got Gary's number. So I thought, I won't ask for tickets because it's rude. So I sent him a text. I said, Gary, good luck with the concert. Trying to sort tickets out with the kids, but I hope it's great for him.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. So good. Not saying if
you know. Him the option, but he doesn't put him in a position.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because it's an awkward thing to do. To which he then replied, there's a gala dinner on the Wednesday night.
Oh!
I was going to invite you. I said, gala dinner, this is getting frock, gala dinner. I sent him a message back, love to come, definitely clear, yeah, in fact, we'll even sort out a table or something, that would be brilliant, love to come to the gala dinner. He said, great, I'll get an email sent to you. Fantastic, we're going to the gala dinner. Got an email from tickets for the gala dinner, £500 a head. And you can't turn around and go, I'm busy, because I've already said we'd love to come. So I've ended up buying a table.
And you're not going?
No, I'm going to the gala dinner the night before.
Right.
And I bought a table because all the money's going to children need it, which is a good thing.
Course. A good
thing. And then I've bought three tickets for the following night.
For the family?
Yeah,
for the concert. Well, I've got news for you. I'm hosting a concert on Thursday night. Yeah.
And you've got them comps instead of me spending £95.
No. He said, I did it 2 years ago. And he said, would you do the concert again? Yeah. So he goes, but it's in Manchester, so you'll have to go to Manchester. But don't worry, I've spoken to Andy Parfitt, the gaffer at Radio 1, and we're talking about, do you doing the show from... I said, well, hang on, do I even get a say in this? No. So that's all sorted. We're doing the radio show from Manchester, and I'm hosting the event and all that. And, you know, we don't get paid, you just do it for free.
Yeah, of course.
Save the money for children in need. Lovely. All sorted. Then he goes, got a gala dinner the night before. And I'm like, all right, okay, what's that? You'll be all right going to that, won't you? Yeah, sure, whatever you want, Gary. Right, I'll put you down for a table. Right, thanks for that. And I'm like, what? I'm thinking, hang on a second. So guess what? I'll see you at the bloody expensive table as well, because I've had to buy a table as well.
I'll tell you, how clever is that?
Oh, what?
But what a mover. Hey, very
unbelievable.
He's very sharp, isn't he?
He is, and also, to be fair, from everyone I spoke to, he's all hands-on with this.
Absolutely.
The emails that I've got come from him, they're not come from some organiser, so fair play, he's putting the effort in.
Well, I'll see you on Wednesday night then.
So you're there Wednesday night?
Oh, yeah, Muggins here, and Fern Cotton, by the way, I said to her the other day, I went, I tell you what, did Gary rope you into buying a table as well? She goes, well, he said to me, buying the table, but I honestly thought he was joking. So, no.
Has she not done it?
She's DJing.
Oh, I see.
I said, well, you DJ, mate. You can get a table bought.
Yeah, there you go.
She's walking Redora Bang Fern Cotton. She's like a female Vernon Kay. Tight. Good Lord.
That could be so misinterpreted.
You can't say that at 9 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Oh, no, it's coming.
Did you tell John about what you said to Vernon the other day, where he's always taking the mic about the fact that Vernon never comes out? You said
Vernon never goes out. He always stays in. He's never out.
I did a thing with Vernon the other week.
Did he turn up?
Event. He was there, yeah. Right. Nice lad. We had a battle of the teeth.
He's sending this text going, and he's calling him.
Vernon was meant to be going out for lunch with me, and he bottled it last minute. He goes, don't believe that, I've got work. And I'm like, yeah. And he sent me a text the next day or that, saying, I heard you having a go at me today. That's not of order, because I had work. And I went, yeah. I knew you were going to blow me out. And he's like, no. Why did you say that? Because you always blow me out. You're a nightmare. No. And I just replied with, Olympic torch, my friend. Olympic torch. Meaning, never go out, right? Yeah, yeah. He never goes out.
And he takes back going, what, iconic?
He's not picking him up. Having a mid-round, I'm going to go, anyway, you're a ledge. You're a ledge, Vernon. You're a ledge. Anyway.
That's brilliant. You've got to have some confidence, haven't you, to think, yeah, he's probably right. I probably am. I am the Olympic torch that needs to be carried around the world.
Says me, the legend.
I was going to say, yeah.
Anyway, John Bishop's a new DVD is John Bishop Live, the Sunshine Tour, and I hope everybody who's listening goes out and buys it, with the exception of my dad, because I'm telling you now, Dad, that's going to be one of your Christmas presents this year, because I love it. And my dad is so awkward to buy for. So, Dad, as you know, it's Clarkson and you now every Christmas. That's it. So please get a DVD out next Christmas, otherwise I'm screwed. And then John is going to be around the UK touring arenas. Next year, everywhere. He's doing arenas. Or auditoriums. You can have that one, Johnny. And if you don't get tickets to see him, just get on our friend Jody's joke telling text list.
That's it.
And half of John's act is coming from Jody's text.
Definitely.
Let's hope not. Anyway, John, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. I'll see you Wednesday night.
You will do.
Yeah, you'll be sat on your table on your own.
We'll be throwing bread and rolls.
Hey, for all this money, I'm eating everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's John Bishop. What's it gonna be?